even though in this day and age there is much confusion as to the feasts and so forth, today in this rite is a feast that is very, very important to this shrine, the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, who is the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And of course, she told the children, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. But the Immaculate Heart of Mary is, as we know, from the moment of the Incarnation, which happened because she accepted the proposal of the Archangel St. Gabriel, united to the heart of Jesus all the time. Never has there been a moment when Mary and Jesus' heart were not united, not only physically, but spiritually. And of course, last week we celebrated, and today is the octave of the Assumption. We celebrate the fact that at the end of her life on earth, our Lord came and with his angels took Mary up to heaven, body and soul, where she now reigns as Queen of the Universe. And so today, we honor the Blessed Mother, Our Lady, Queen of the Universe, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So very important to our Holy Catholic faith, so very important to the history of our salvation. This is the feast which should be ever on our lips and in our hearts and in our lives, that we too, with her, may at the end of time be taken up to heaven, body and soul. May the Immaculate Heart of Mary triumph and reign over all the evils that are going on in the world and in the church today, and may her heart triumph even while we yet live. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.